Machine gun bullets are gaining on me. I climb high into my risers. Christ, I'm headed for that line of trees. I'm descending too rapidly. As he passed over the trees, he pulled his legs up to avoid hitting them. A moment of terror seized me. 70 feet below and 20 feet to my left, a German quad-mounted 20-millimeter anti-aircraft gun is firing on the C-47s passing overhead. Lucky enough for Christensen, the German's line of fire was such that their backs were to him, and the noise was such that they never heard him hit, although he was only 40 yards or so away. Christensen cut himself out of his chute, pulled his 6-shot revolver, and crouched at the base of an apple tree. He stayed still, moving only his eyes. Suddenly, I caught movement 10 yards away, a silhouette of a helmeted man approaching on all fours. I reached for my cricket and clicked it once. Click-clack. There was no response. The figure began to move toward me again. Christensen pointed a revolver at the man's chest and click-clacked again. The man raised his hands. For Christ's sake, don't shoot! It was Private Woodrow Robbins, Christensen's assistant gunner on the machine gun. You dumb shit, what the hell's wrong with you? Why didn't you use your cricket? Christensen demanded in a fierce whisper. I lost the clicker part of the cricket. Slowly, the adrenaline drained from Christensen's brain, and the two men began backing away from the German position. They ran into Bull Randleman, who had a dead German at his feet. Randleman related that the moment he had gotten free of his chute, he had fixed his bayonet. Suddenly, a German came charging, his bayonet fixed. Randleman knocked the weapon aside, then impaled the German on his bayonet. That Kraut picked the wrong guy to play bayonets with, Christensen remarked. Lieutenant Welsh's plane was at 250 feet at the most when he jumped. As he emerged from the C-47, another plane crashed immediately beneath him. He claimed that the blast from the explosion threw him up and to the side, and that saved my life. His chute opened just in time to check his descent, just enough to make the thump when he landed painful, but not fatal. Most of the men of Easy had a similar experience. Few of them were in the air long enough to orient themselves with any precision, although they could tell from the direction the planes were flying which was the way to the coast. They landed to hell and gone. The tight pattern within the DZ near Santa Marie du Mont that they had hoped for, indeed had counted on for quick assembly of the company, was so badly screwed up by the evasive action the pilots had taken when they hit the cloud bank that E Company men were scattered from Carentin to Ravanoville, a distance of 20 kilometers.